AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student is being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado was struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record-high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News. Chicago now looking to rein in discount stores.
The proposal, up for a vote next week, would ban dollar stores owned by the same company from opening within 1 mile of each other. Dozens of smaller cities and towns in the U.S. have already taken similar steps. The small box retailers have been under fire, accused of violating health and building codes. Stores in Chicago have racked up more than $600,000 in fines since 2017 for everything from overcharging customers and selling tobacco to minors to selling expired infant formula and medicine.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In New York City, officials considering a ban on laundry detergent pods. Some members of the city council worried about plastic pollution. Satisfying your sweet tooth with some chocolate may leave you feeling a little sour when you pay. Global cocoa prices have nearly doubled, with crops worldwide coming up short. Candy makers Hershey and Cadbury warn higher prices could put a damper on demand. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After going 1-4 on their road trip, the Bucks came home and lost again, this time 129-105 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Doc Rivers says he considered just resting all of his starters.
Before the game, being honest, I thought if we could keep it close, we'd play the guys. But if they got, my thing was 18-20, I was pre-planned tonight. You thought before the game, maybe sit, all of them.
The Bucks play again tonight against the Charlotte Hornets at Fiserv Forum. NFL Super Bowl 58 coming up Sunday night. The 49ers against the Kansas City Chiefs. Wisconsin native and former Badgers linebacker Leo Chanel on playing for Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, you know, I think we step up to the plate when things get tough. And, you know, some games, like, you know, it might take us a series or two to play, hey, like, let's just play who we are. It's just about being physical, being who we are, trusting our identity and trusting our techniques and what Coach Spags has taught us.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some big changes ahead. It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and a little cooler than yesterday with a high of 48. The colder air is going to move in tonight. Partly cloudy, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of only 36 on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Coming up Friday on Matt Nair On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33, and then all the news from Las Vegas and the big game from Mike Clemens. Join us.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Talking about Elise Stefanik? I think we are. We're going to get to Elise, who makes me completely crazy. Thank you, Beatles, for saying it for me.
Yes.
This is Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from State Street, the capital city of Wisconsin, a block away from the capital, as a matter of fact. And, you know, sometimes you get a bad wind from down.
A little breeze coming this
way.
Yeah,
it's just not good.
It's a little stinky. Good.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little.
It's 37 degrees. High today, about 43. It's going to be beautiful. People are out on their bikes today around Madison because it's Madison Bike Day. It's International Winter Bike Day, actually. And they're meeting Madison Bikes, if you want to be a part of it, between 7 and 9 a.m. at Monona Terrace by the bike elevator.
Yep.
And they're going to have they're going to have some fun stuff going
on. I understand
on
today. It's a nude bike ride.
It's not a nude bike ride. You're spreading misinformation now. Nobody, show up in clothing.
They're going to start taking their clothes off and starting to ride their bikes through Madison.
It's a bit chilly for a nude bike ride.
Yeah, really.
You know, you have to do what you have to do.
You encourage nudity every chance you get, and I am a little worried about that. I don't know why.
I know. Well, you know, it's just a protest. They can do that. Yeah, that's all it is. Just,
all right.
You know, protesting the cold weather.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Biden's memory.
Yeah.
This is just a crazy, crazy story that came out of absolutely nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Merrick Garland appointed a Republican prosecutor.
Right.
That was the brainstorm of, liberals, they think they can just do this stuff to look fair.
Right.
But you put something who's very partisan in charge of anything, look out. That special counsel report says that Biden did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau Biden died.
That's just not true.
Just outrageous. I mean, there was one response, an official letter that says, "We do not believe that the report's treatment of President Biden's memory is accurate or appropriate. The report uses highly prejudicial language to describe a commonplace occurrent among witnesses, a lack of recall of years old events."
And even the folks on in conservative side of legal arguments, the legal eagles on the conservative side, that's exactly right. This was prejudicial language in this
the
report.
Guy, the legal mind that they always put on Fox News, Jeffrey Toobin.
Okay, yes.
Was completely just unbelievably surprised by this inclusion in a report. It should be just, you know, just the facts. The report,
yeah.
Just the facts,
right.
Not something like
right.
this.
Joe
I mean,
Friday.
Really ridiculous
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Let's hear Biden's response here, 244.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and I'll take some questions.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
That's
totally
out. How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
You normally bans this guy.
That's my memory. Your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president.
Right.
None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
There you go. So, and it's a great response.
Right.
Does it sound like he has memory problems at all? You know,
not
calling
really,
on
no.
a guy he normally doesn't call on from Fox News, calls on him.
Yeah.
But he forgot that he never calls on him.
It's
great
good.
Stuff. Yeah. I mean, yeah. you know, it's inside stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Here's another cut. This is the one that's more emotional, talking about his son's death.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away. Simple truth is, I sat for a 5-hour interview over 2 days of events going back 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you were too old.
All right. Well, I guess something else happened there.
Yeah.
All right. That is his response, and it is impossible to imagine somebody bringing that up in this report,
mm-hmm.
not knowing the exact date or time or whatever it is about his son's death is just unforgivable.
And I thought it was a good press conference. I was watching it live, and he answered every question, and all the answers made sense, and he was very present and, you know, didn't deflect anything, really.
This was basically this Republican prosecutor. This was a gift for the Republican Party and the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he included it. That's why he worded it the way he did. He brought up these sensitive issues. That's what this was all about. Let's play that cut that I mentioned, 245.
Yeah, that could have political repercussions. So I have very strong views on that based on the model that James Comey set, where somebody there, Hillary Clinton, was not being charged.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar.
Yep.
This is not being charged. And yet a person goes out and gives their opinion with adjectives and adverbs about what they
yes.
think. Entirely inappropriate. That is not the role of the Department of Justice. I don't even understand why you would engage in, just as a prosecutorial matter, your memory today is irrelevant. Whether mm-hmm. I find you in an interview to have forgotten things, certainly to say, what do you remember about certain documents in your house, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I would understand that you might not remember that. To talk about your memory today, irrelevant. It is gratuitous. And it is also exactly what you're not supposed to do, which is putting your thumb on the scale that could have political repercussions. Your decision is essentially, to the vernacular in the Department of Justice, is put up or shut up. I think a really fair criticism of this is, unfortunately, we're seeing a redux of what we saw with respect to James Comey at the FBI, with respect to Hillary Clinton, in terms of really not adhering to what I think are the highest ideals of the Department of Justice.
Neil, do you share that concern?
The thing here is that Trump didn't remember his own wife when shown a photo of her.
Okay, that's true.
So that was a big problem. Apparently, not remembering things is only bad for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she couldn't recall over 100 times in her 14th Amendment hearing. Let's check that out.
I don't recall tweeting that, no.
Okay.
I don't remember. That's difficult to answer.
Okay, boy.
I just don't remember who tweeted what. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall saying all of this, but...
Boy, memory loss.
I don't remember who organized it.
Big problem with it.
I don't know if I retweeted it.
Well, if you look carefully, it says Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's an American flag, and it says retweeted.
As your testimony, you don't know if I retweeted it.
You don't recall one way or the other.
I don't recall.
Wow.
This paper has. I don't have this Twitter account anymore, so I don't recall. I don't remember retweeting this.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
I don't remember, but that's what this says.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't recall.
January 6th.
I do not recall that, no. Mm-hmm. I do not recall ever talking about attending.
Mm-hmm. Were any of them?
I do not remember.
Not any of them?
No.
Why, she...
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I do not remember.
Is she...
How about Representative Gosar?
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
She 80 years
old. I don't remember.
She's 21.
I don't remember.
Jeez, that's what mega brainwashing does to you, I guess.
I guess so.
It's all that bleach that she uses in her hair. It's seeping into her brain.
It's an amazing
taking
comparison.
Away her memories.
Isn't it? It's just amazing that, oh, well, you know, he couldn't remember this or couldn't, you know, accidentally remember that, especially under interviewing, by a prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't grasp all that stuff. And by the way, because what you say is official at that point, you don't want to say something that you're not sure is correct or not.
Right.
So you'll say, I can't remember that exactly.
Yeah,
you don't want to say something that you're not sure about.
Mm-hmm.
And so you typically do say you can't remember, because you can't specifically say it the way you want to say it or remember the details that you need to remember for that particular question from the prosecutor. So Frank Luntz, who is the pollster for Fox, and he's out there all the time, he said this: it will be hard for Democrats to make a case for this man to continue being president of the United States.
Really?
Yes. Nothing like jumping on that bandwagon right away. Trump, by the way, said he could not recall, remember, or recollect more than 30 times in his answers to the Mueller report.
Huh.
God, huh?
Well, so he has some memory issues, too.
I guess so. He's three years younger. That is so dramatically younger than Biden.
Yeah.
Three years.
And he can't remember a picture of his wife. He didn't recognize
her. Right,
he's had so many wives and girlfriends. How can you remember them all?
They all look alike. They're just women,
course,
right?
Don't mean anything, so why would he remember them?
Just tragic. Just absolutely tragic. There's something wrong on the mega side of the aisle. I don't get it. And, I guess Todd Alba was talking about this, and, being a former Republican, he was talking about how he doesn't know where the Republican Party is going to go after this.
Right.
He has no clue how they're ever going to come back to being an actual party. Even if he didn't like the old Republican Party, they can't even go back to that because they're so far where they are now.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting convention when they get them all gathered together. And
in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in real trouble here in this state. That's one time they're not going to go to Milwaukee.
Oh, come on. I think we should definitely go to Milwaukee.
We're in the media. I guess that would be a good idea.
Some popcorn and watch the show.
Watch the disaster.
It is coming up on 7:19, and a nice day ahead of us. Boy, what a difference a day makes. Today's high about 43 degrees, but what about those storms that rolled through last night? And a tornado as well. First time ever in February. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lovell
Show. I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new, so I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to medicine.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and has started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again.
Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. How could I dance with another?
You know, I'm going to say this right now. I think we should protect the children. We're not pushing people to start picking up on 17-year-olds. Okay, no. I just the song
a long time
is
ago,
way off. Yeah. You know, I don't want to protect the children. Ban the Beatles. Ban the Beatles.
We're not going to ban the Beatles. That was 60 records. Years ago on the Ed Sullivan Show when they made their debut on this date.
Even admits it. He's just 17. You don't want to go after 17-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. I'm just trying to protect the children.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. 7:21. And guess who joins us this morning? It's our own civic media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Were you busy last night? Were you covering all of this stuff?
I absolutely was. So, yes, I worked all day yesterday. I couldn't help it. It was just, you know, the chance was there for it to happen. Yeah, a lot of meteorologists were like, it's so slim.
I mean, you had to dust off the history books to figure out if there was ever a tornado in February in Wisconsin. And as turns out, apparently this was the first time, right?
Very first time in the entire state for the month of February.
Now you were looking at frontal systems clashing. Is that basically what happened here?
Yeah. So the same, here's what's going on basically. So the same storm system that was off in the West Coast brought all that moisture, all that heavy rain and flooding. Well, it brought the moisture to us too. Mm-hmm. Not so much in the form of rain, but the dew points, right? It's created enough instability and moisture out there and record heat. I mean, temperatures hit 56 degrees into that area yesterday, breaking records. Well, you can't have that warm of temperatures in the middle of winter and expect nothing to happen, right? We got a cold front that smacked right into it. Big temperature difference, and that creates lift, and that creates severe storms that can rotate, and everything was in place, and that's exactly what happened, and we got multiple reports of tornadoes throughout the Midwest, Illinois as well.
So there were a number of tornado reportings then. It wasn't just the one in Evansville and Albany, but...
And Argon,
Argyle?
I believe Argyle? It was Argyle. Okay. Anyway. So the tornadoes were not the big tornadoes. Have they determined what size? Was F0, F1? Is that any of that out yet?
I believe for Illinois, they're giving preliminaries of EF0s. Yeah. But what I've seen in some of these videos and pictures coming out from ours in Evansville and Fulton and Edgerton areas, I'm kind of thinking EF1, potentially EF2. I mean, there have been roofs ripped off homes, trailers destroyed. Right. That would put us at a 111 to 135 mile per hour wind range there. So it looked pretty strong at times in the videos as well. You could see it was like a rope tornado lifting and dropping and lifting and dropping multiple times. Yep. But when it was down, you could see that debris cloud.
Right.
So the National Weather Service heads out usually the next day and either on the ground or, you know, flying over the areas, you know, in helicopters to determine the rotation, right? I mean, that's what they're really looking for after the tornado has passed, right? Mm.
Yeah, so they're looking to see if it was any straight-lined wind damage right. or if it was rotating winds. Mm-hmm. So there could have been two different things going on, but we do see videos of some funnel clouds and tornadoes. So I suspect there will be a confirmed touchdown tornado there. But it also, those damage reports, keep in mind, it's on damage. It's not just, it could be a huge EF5 technically tornado, but if it hits nothing but farms and small areas, it'll still be rated lower. Hmm. So keep that in mind too.
Have you yourself ever been in a tornado or done any storm chasing after tornadoes?
Yeah. Have you done storm chasing?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes, really? I have. Wow. I've seen near 30 or so all across the Midwest.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Do you ever get real close or, you know, felt a little bit in danger?
Yes, absolutely. I think it was 2002 in Bowdoin, South Dakota. I was way too close, and the van kind of picked up in the road and moved, and I thought that was the end of everything for me, but we were okay.
You remember the times when they had all those television shows, the storm-chasing television shows?
They still have those.
Yeah. Do they still have
those? I know those guys.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Sean Casey, Reed Timmer. Yeah, I know them.
Oh, is that show still on, or is it still doing stuff like that?
Sean Casey, no longer. I believe Reed Timmer is still, I know he's still chasing. I don't know if there's a show out there anymore, but the shows created too many amateurs that wanted to go out and think that they could chase.
Yeah,
that's not good. No. We don't need more people on the roads. We don't need that. This is all for really getting the warning out, to be honest with you. The chasers saw the funnel cloud touch down, and that's how radio and TV was able to tell you guys that it's confirmed.
Yep. All right.
So anything looking ahead here for the next few days or things now that the storms have passed, we're in the calm zone here
Can
for
we
a while,
sensationalize
right?
this? That's what Gordy wants
that's
to know.
That's right. we need to sensationalize. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Can I do a little bit of both?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Yes. That's why we're here.
We'll make both of you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So this weekend, it's going to be pretty calm, a little bit cooler. Mm-hmm. Today, we're sitting in the low 40s to upper 30s, holding steady, but the wind's still very breezy. So it's going to feel about 10 degrees colder. So big shift in temps for the weekend, but very calm. But I will, here's your sensationalizing.
Okay.
I was checking one of the model runs. The GFS model run has a total of 5 snow events to close out the end of February.
In Wisconsin? Are you kidding us? What?
No, we'll see.
Okay.
Don't put those skis away yet.
Oh, done. I'm leaving Wisconsin.
All right. Well, good. So 5 snow events.
That's not good. Well, I got the snowblower tuned up, so I'm okay now.
All right. Very good. Well, Brittany, thank you for joining us, and happy weather to you this weekend. All right. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, Brittany. Thanks. Thanks for the update on that.
Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
See, we're able to jump on that meteorologist train.
Train? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're talking about. You know, and they hate times like this, but at the same time, it is their grand moment.
I was watching Gary Kinalty last night, and they have 2 meteorologists there. There's Gary Kinalty, and then there's another meteorologist somewhere else in the studio there.
Yeah.
So Gary Kinalty does his thing, and then he tosses it to, I think it was Jacob, is the other meteorologist. Mm-hmm. But the camera didn't go to anywhere else, so Gary's just sitting there, just staring at the camera, like, take the other camera. It must have gone on for 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a stare down with the camera, and while the other meteorologist is showing some pictures and stuff. Eventually, they went to the pictures.
Like a Zoom call.
I know
call
what that's
almost,
like.
You know,
it's
one-way Zoom
please
call.
Please take the camera and go somewhere else. Oh, I'm trying to do my work here.
That is not good. Yeah, that's not good.
No, but it made for great TV.
It does. Those are golden moments.
I love
for
that
you
kind of
anyway.
Stuff.
I mean, you get the laugh at the meteorologists out there.
Well, I did it for 20 years, so I know what it's like in those situations where you're just like trying to mind meld with the director. Like, please go anywhere else.
I know.
Get the camera Kinalty, off of me right
Kinalty
now.
Kinalty is a great guy, though. He is. He's a really nice guy. And I hate to see that happen to
him. He's retiring, and I think just about any day he's wrapping up his great career there at Channel 3. Good for him. Yeah. He's moving
on. You think he doesn't have to wear those tight-fitting jackets anymore.
Well, I know. Yeah.
It's not easy finding sport coats like that. They don't make sport coats anymore. It's kind of, you know, out of style.
Really? You're going to be the fashion police now for yes, weather people?
That's what I'm
going to do. Is that it? Is that what it's come to?
That'll be a special feature on our show.
It's 29 past the hour. Coming up, Rocker is in the house. We're going to preview what's happening on Maximum Inc. this weekend.
Into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone. And
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-Lake. LakePoint.com.
Boy, February weather in Wisconsin, anything but what we'd predict. Yesterday, an active tornado in the state, and basically no snow on the ground as far north as Hayward. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday, and that's causing some great concern for Wisconsin's maple syrup industry. Steve Anderson of Anderson Maple Syrup in Cumberland can tell you all about it. He's not only president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, he's also tapping trees himself. And he said the lack of snow cover is really influencing their year and its yields.
When the ground is covered, it's white. White reflects the sun. And so then the earth doesn't heat up as quickly. And that helps hold the temperature, the average temperatures down. And it also insulates the ground so that the frost doesn't come out too quickly. We like the frost to come out a little bit slower. It prolongs our season. And then those lower temperatures from having some snow cover keep the highs from not getting too high and keeps the lows getting a little bit lower. Ideally, we're looking for something like 12 to 15 degrees at night, maybe 40 during the daytime. You know, we like that big swing. And that's what the snow cover will help extend a season.
Steve Anderson's the president of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. He's up in Cumberland. He said some of the initial reports he's gotten from other maple syrup producers are pretty good. He said some reporting as much as a gallon of sap per tap in a day.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And the numbers coming in for the upcoming World Championship Cheese Contest that's going to be hosted in Madison March 5th and 6th look very, very good this year. More than 3,300 cheese, butter, yogurt, and dairy ingredient entries coming from around the world. More than 400 dairy manufacturers from 25 countries and 32 American states are going to be involved in the competition. Again, the World Championship Cheese Contest coming back to Madison in March. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
We have some big changes ahead. It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today and a little cooler than yesterday with a high of 48. The colder air is going to move in tonight. Partly cloudy, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of only 36 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we hope you will enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Band. Oh, yeah. That's Peter Frampton.
It's
his
not.
Version.
No, it's the real deal.
Oh, yes.
Sergeant Pepper.
Okay.
The Beatles. Yeah, we've been playing a little bit of Beatles music this morning because it was 60 years ago today that they were on the Ed Sullivan Show for the very first time. February 9th, 1964. Seems like not that long ago.
I was 14.
I was 10. Yeah, it was a long time. Do you remember that, Rocker? Are you old enough to remember the
oh,
Beatles?
Oh, yeah.
The Beatles.
You remember the Beatles and all?
They were my favorite band as a kid.
Yeah.
But one thing that's really interesting, actually, is I've been on YouTube a lot, hitting all these old Beatles songs, and they have Beatles songs deconstructed.
Yes.
So you listen to, like, just the vocal track, then the drum track, then just the and it really gives you some amazing insights. Because you know these songs so well.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're like, wow, listening to these individual pieces. And you're like, wow, you know what? Some of these performances, though, aren't as good as you actually thought. Like, when they're in the song, they're amazing. And sometimes just their individual stuff, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a little sloppy there. But it all came together in the mix.
But the wizardry. Something nice about having a simplified song from the Beatles, something, you know, without some of the extra tracks that they finally included. I just love it. You know, it's almost like, you know, kind of a what did they do on MTV? It was Unplugged.
Yeah.
It was
almost something
a little bit
like
more
that.
Simple versions. Yeah.
Well, you know, and the their producer, right, Sir Martin.
Yes.
Yeah. George Martin. Yeah.
When you listen to, like, if you go to I Am the Walrus and then listen to the track that's, like, just the orchestration, that guy was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that orchestra, you'd be like, wow, I can't even really actually believe that fits into the song.
Yeah. Yeah, the arrangement's amazing. Yeah. So what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend, Rocker? What do you got for us today? We got some, you brought some things out of the closet here to listen to and...
all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Let's see, Max Inc. Radio, you know, 6 p.m. Tomorrow night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
And our first guest is Rowan Childs, and she's from the Madison Reading Project.
Okay.
So we're going to hear all about this really just amazing thing. And it has to do with... some famous musicians as well. So we'll hear about that. We're going to interview this crazy guy. He's from a radio personality, Gordy Young.
Who?
Gordy Young's going to come on the show. He's going to tell us about this morning show called the John and Gordy Show.
No, he doesn't.
Ironically. And
he's very evasive.
I don't
want to
talk about that. No. You know, I have a musical career that happened here in Madison. I was in a few bands. I'll talk about some of that.
Please send me an MP3 of your stuff to music@civicmedia.us.
It's an old beat-up cassette.
He wants you to bring a guitar in so he can play a few of his songs.
I'm not bringing my guitar.
I didn't even think of that.
No. Because you don't... do your bands play cover songs here?
Not usually.
Yeah, see, I don't. I play mainly cover music, John.
We're all about original here.
Yeah. Well, if I ever come up with an original song, I'll come in and play.
Hey, I've got some. I used to play guitar.
Yeah. Okay.
I tried again.
You guys should get together and write a song about Madison.
Well, yeah.
There you go. Let's
can
do
you
it.
Help us? You can play drums, get a bass player. We'll be all band together.
The Civic Media Band.
There you go.
Panchromatic Steel Drum Band. We're going to be talking to them about a show that's going to be coming up. They're an eight-piece steel drum band. We've had them on the radio before.
Mm-hmm.
And then Live in the Lair with Joe Richter. Joe is just an amazing musician out of Milwaukee, and he's going to be coming out here, do a solo acoustic, but he plays with... actually a lot of people. So I brought in a song today.
Okay.
And in 2018, his album was released, won several Whammy Awards. And he also has local artists like Willie Porter and Keith Pulvermacher, R.I.P. Keith. He just passed away somewhat recently. And Joe debuted as the lead vocalist of Daryl Sturmer Band in 2017, performing hits of Genesis and Phil Collins. He also guests with Steely Dan, so he's really got kind of a rich history. He'll be playing live in the Lair with us tomorrow night on the radio, February 10th, and then he'll be February 14th at the Waukesha Civic Theater. So this song is called Happy Tears, I Got Love. This is Joe Richter.
All right.
I'm the happiest man in this world. Ain't nobody gonna tell me otherwise, no. A man like me has gotta be so glad to have what he has that he's never had. I got love with a woman.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Got everything he's ever wanted.
Yep, and he's going to be live on the radio tomorrow. He's going to be, I guess, bringing in a piano. So he'll be just doing piano.
Really? Okay. Like a grand
solo.
Piano in here?
Well, it's a grand piano, I guess, in a little box.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you're taking a mystery away.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Let's move on to Altered Five Blues Band. I played them before here, but they're an amazing band. They're a Blind Pig recording artist from Milwaukee, multi-award winning band. And they are going to be playing at the Red Rooster, which is tomorrow night, Saturday, February 10th. The Red Rooster is over on Seaforth Road, in case you don't know, right off 51.
Right.
And this song is from 2016 from their album Gotta Earn It. This is Older, Wiser, Richer.
Heal my pain. If I had a magic bullet, I'd clear my name. Long out of sight, but still on my mind. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't rewind. Poor mistake is all it takes. One day you have it, next day it's gone. Now I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I carry the weight.
That's nice.
They're good, huh?
Older, yeah, excellent.
Wiser and richer. You got it.
Yep, they're really fun. Great band. And they're headed into Florida at the end of February. So this show really is one of their only ones that they got on the books right now. So if you want to catch them, they're at the Red Rooster tomorrow
nice
night.
Voice.
Name
nice
of the band
voice.
Again?
That is Altered Five Blues Band.
Altered Five.
They're out of Milwaukee and Waukesha.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Okay.
The next song I'm going to do, you know, there's a big show coming up. I don't know if you guys remember the Shuffle Inn. You remember the Shuffle Inn?
Oh, sure. We played records at the Shuffle Inn.
Throwback to another era,
I love it. We're starting the throwback part of this. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to have 35, and the final Shuffle Inn reunion is going to happen on Saturday, April 13th at the Boulevard Lanes here in Madison.
All right.
It's going to feature three of Midwest's finest bands of that era.
Yeah.
Chaser.
Wow.
Interface and London, USA. And the original lineups of all three of those bands will be playing this once-in-a-lifetime event. It sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime event, honestly.
Yeah, I would say. They'd only want to do it once.
So,
Chaser, wow. Okay.
Well, this is the last one. They've done it before, but Chaser. So I brought in a little bit of Chaser. Now,
all right.
Michael Massey, local rock star hero here, vocalist and keyboards. Michael Massey actually put out a book recently called More, a Memoir. It's available on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, he talks about Chaser and chasing that rock and roll dream and signing record contracts and,
and he's doing
debauchery and alcohol and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, he's doing speaking engagements, too.
That's right.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
People may remember that he was the composer of Dracula, a rock ballet.
Right.
And his current band is Generation Jones with Shawnee Marks and Mauro Magellan from the Georgia Satellites. Yep. And he also plays in Piano Fondue, dueling pianos.
He did our theme, right?
Yes, he did our John and Gordy theme. Yeah.
How related is that? Well, we brought in a Chaser song. This is an old one. It goes back. This song is called Must Be Love. This is Chaser.
Got that song. That's good stuff. You know, there's a certain sound of that time. You know? I mean, another group sounding similar to that is Off-Broadway. They played this area as well.
Oh, yeah. So, I remember them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yep. Chaser, 35 reunion coming up in April.
So them out in Cross Plains. Yeah.
All over the place.
They put on a great show. Yeah. All right.
Let's move on to some Rocker's Closet. Okay. I'm going to pull some songs out of my closet. This was a band that used to play around quite a bit. They were called the Mad Polecats. Jesse Kaftansky, they had banjo, washing board, and the stand-up bass. His current band, Band of Barley, is playing March 15th at Cup of Joy in Green Bay. This song is called Northern Wisconsin. I picked it out. I thought you guys might particularly dig this.
Yeah. Sure.
The Mad Polecats. Listening
to Classic Hits 93. Wisconsin weather for this evening, cold and windy. A high of -3 with a wind chill of -32. Oh, you better keep it inside, kiddies. Here's something to keep you warm. The pride of Wisconsin, the Mad Polecats.
Cold wind from Canada blows across my front door. Had to come all this way just to tease me. You know the world turns so cold here when winter winds blow, dear. But the snow that spring sure does please me. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin. Just you and fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing. And the world turns to quiet and all white again.
Nice. I like that one.
Yeah.
Could you send me that one? Another Wisconsin song to my collection is just fantastic stuff.
Very good.
Love it. Love it.
Rock, what else?
Okay, do we still have time for more music?
You know what, we got a minute, and why don't you stay with us, though?
Okay.
We'll go into whatever you've got coming up.
I got a couple more records. Question about where,
what else is in your closet anyway? That's what I want to know.
It's like one of those, you know, closets when you open the door, yeah, everything falls out. You know
like
what I mean?
McGillicuddy's closet.
And you just got to be like, oh boy.
In other words, don't open the closet door. It's dangerous.
Right? You got cassettes. You got reel to reels. You got some 8-tracks in there.
Even some heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Yeah. All right. and remind John and myself, when are we going to be at High Noon Saloon? Do you have the date off the top of your head?
Oh, the High Noon Saloon is March 17th. That is St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. So that's going to be a great show down at the High Noon Saloon. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. We have three of those. Mm-hmm. We just booked an amazing one with Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover, who we played here last week. That's going to be a dance party. And
Linda and the Zeros. Like the name a lot.
All right. Oh, amazing.
7:49, back with more of Rocker.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. DX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's a unique opportunity to ask your questions during the Earl Ingram Show on Friday, February 9th.
The United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us here in the studio. He's going to spend an hour as we have
Mad Radio, WMBX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Friday, February 9th. The Earl Ingram Show, mornings from 8 to 10.
We're still trying to find out who sang and wrote the song.
Yeah, more than 30 years ago.
I hope they're alive.
Well, that'd be nice. Yeah, if you think you know who this is, you know, contact us and let us know.
We still want to find out. It's from
Sounds
my
like the
closet.
Beach Boys.
It does have a Beach Boys thing to it, yeah.
Just listen right here. This is it.
Okay.
You can bet I'm going to do some fishing on the lawn in State Street for a couple of beers.
Mad City.
Watch the bodies as they're walking. Some friends and do some talking. Oh, it's been too many years.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Rocker is still with us here, but we've got somebody on the phones.
We got to go to the phones.
Holding on for a long time.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. Mark, good morning. Mark, are you there? Good morning. You're on with John and Gordy.
I heard him. He's there. He's there. Mark.
Don't know if Mark is still with us. Hey. Sam?
Probably not. Other side of the house getting something.
Yeah, he was on hold for a long time. We're sorry about that, Mark. Right. You can call back if you want.
That's very cool.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to more music here.
All right. So I'm going to further your guys' education.
Please.
We played Magic 7 some time back during Christmas. They had a Christmas song, and Magic 7 was a band that actually came out of Last Crack. So just to go back to Last Crack, they were around in the early 90s. They were signed to Roadrunner Records. They kind of really, almost really made it huge, and then had some problems and broke up. Well, they re-got back together with a different drummer, and this band is called Magic 7. This was their debut CD from 1997, and it's just an amazing song. This is called Sunrise, New Day.
Okay. All right.
I'd taste the morning breeze, even though the bones don't cooperate. Well, I can feel the rising sun. Soon I will be joined by everyone on their way.
guys. You know, I can see you're drumming right here.
Oh yeah, I love Greaser's drums. Yeah, Greaser's drummed on this tune. It's a great song.
Yeah,
amazing album. The whole album is good. So I'll keep bringing in some Last Crack and some Magic Seven. And you know, there were probably, I'd say, there's more than 35 bands that connected? Came out of Last Crack.
Wow. Isn't that so?
Oh, I could play Last Crack bands. Like, I could have a whole show of just bands that came out of Last Crack.
It's the Last Crack invasion.
It is. Okay. It is. It's pretty amazing.
Hey, we're going to go back to the phone. So we've reestablished with Mark, who is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Talking about memories, you're playing the Beatles there earlier. And I can remember in 1981, I met my first Madison girlfriend. The first year I moved down to Madison, the Britons were playing at the Headliners, and they were playing the Beatles music, of course, and I remember dancing with her all night to that. And that, you know, picking on Joe Biden for, you know, mixing things up, it just is amazing to me. He mixed up, I thought, Mitterrand, he brought up Mitterrand when he was talking about Marconi.
Right.
That's the kind of thing that happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. And this prosecutor, this special investigator or counsel, whatever, is just so unethical to be talking about that kind of thing. It had nothing to do with his investigation.
It's breathtaking, isn't it, Mark? And you know that they're going to beat this to death. The right wing will not let go of this.
No, they won't. They're talking about 25th Amendment already. I mean, of course, Donald Trump, when he was in office, he was doing stuff that was bad crap crazy.
Right. All right, Mark.
It's just amazing. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate your comments on
Thanks,
that.
Mark.
All right, we've got another song here.
All right, we'll just go into it, and this is just a little clip. I brought in another Madison song, because you guys love Madison songs. And this was, actually, these guys were like a Dave Matthews tribute band back in the early 2000s, and they were called Good Time Camper. This song is called Madison.
Okay.
Ooh.
Step into these open arms of love. She'll chew you up, spit you out, call out for that, nasty you out, take you for the run around. She don't know you're from this town called Madison, yeah. And I will sit and smoke my mind, drink down this bottle of good red wine. And I'll go out if I've got the time. It's all for you, my Madison lady. It's all for you, my Madison lady. It's all for
like it.
That is just fantastic.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I always kept thinking about State Street and Pipe Fitter and the old days.
Yeah. Know? Oh my gosh. Just, you know, days, and I remember one great memory about State Street was I watched the game that the UW Badgers played in, I think it was like Tokyo, and they were to play in the first Rose Bowl there.
And
everybody was on State Street watching that game, right?
Yeah.
And when they won, State Street just emptied out. There were literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people on State Street throwing toilet paper on the trees, climbing the trees.
Yeah.
It was, you know, pure University of Wisconsin.
Fun times. Fun times. Well, Rocker, one more time, just recap what's happening on Max Inc. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 6 to midnight, of course, we got...
Don't mention Gordy. He's just looking, he's just looking for
now.
More praise and praise.
He didn't ask you, did he? No.
No.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Rowan Childs from the Madison Reading Project. Gordy Young will be in, and we'll be talking to him. Pancromatic Steel Drum Band. We'll hear about their new show, Live in the Lair. Joe Richter coming out here from Milwaukee, amazing artist, and Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight. That's the best of Wisconsin-based metal, hard rock, and punk music.
Really? All good stuff.
All good stuff.
Looking forward to being here tomorrow night. Yeah,
he's nervous. It's gonna be fun. He's nervous. He's worried that you're gonna ask a real probing question that he is not gonna want to answer.
like what else is in your closet?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Rocker, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night, and then we'll have you back on Friday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Excellent.
That's fantastic, listening to all the local music, the statewide music.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that. You know, I'm going to do
stuff.
I'm going to go through my collection and bring in some of the songs that I've collected over the time.
Yeah, we can.
By Wisconsin groups.
All right. Good enough. That's going to do it for John and Gordy for today and this week. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
See you later.
So long.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the
thinking,
comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on
in. Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.